Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
This Week in America, welcome back, everybody. We're online at thisweekinamerica.us. The book Lessons of Nature from a Modern Day Shepherd from author Don F. Pickett is described in a Blue Link review as a gem, with Pickett's intelligent, heartfelt prose delivering a true celebration of life as well as practical insights on how we can pay attention to the rhythm of creation around us. Recommended by the U.S. Review, as they called it, a charming, intelligent work of spiritual speculation based on carefully examined Christian ideals, the book sets forth some of the great lessons of nature, with each lesson beginning with a poem symbolic of the harmony and rhythm of nature itself as witnessed by a modern-day shepherd. Don is a fourth-generation sheep rancher from the small town of Oakley, Idaho. He served a 2-year mission in South Africa and what is now Zimbabwe for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Upon his return, obtaining a bachelor's degree in agricultural economics from Brigham Young University, a Juris Doctorate degree from the University of Idaho, Don is an actively licensed attorney, managing the day-to-day operations of the sheep ranch while working with his two brothers in various farming and ranching endeavors. He served within the Idaho Department of Agriculture as chairman of the Idaho Sheep and Goat Health Board, also chair of the Idaho State Animal Damage Control Board. Don F. Pickett, author of Lessons of Nature from a Modern Day Shepherd, our guest on today's This Week in America. Don, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Great to be able to speak with you and your listeners.
This is a really unique perspective, and I really enjoyed having a chance to get into the book, Lessons of Nature. And you start by talking about really no occupation brings a person closer to nature than that of a shepherd. Talk about that, because you really sense nature and the role nature plays in the lives of all of us.
Well, I have worked for nearly 4 decades with men who come from all over the world to live alone in nature 8 months out of the year. These men come from various ethnic and religious backgrounds, but in working with them over the years, I have found that working alone in nature with no one to talk with except their sheep, a couple of dogs, and their horses, they have a perspective that I think that most of us miss in life. Lessons which are taught in the silence of one's environment without all of the artificial man-made things that we have to deal with in this busy world in which we live. And so I just thought it would be great to jot down some of the great lessons that these young men and older men have taught me over the years.
And that's in the book, Lessons of Nature from a Modern Day Shepherd, Don F. Pickett, our guest on the program. The author, his website is donfpickett.com. You can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link directly onto Don's website and get that information. You have a number of thought-provoking insights into the often ignored relationship between humans and the natural world. And I say often ignored because most of us go through life at about 120 miles an hour and really don't stop and reflect. Through the eyes of the shepherd and the lessons you teach us in the book, Lessons of Nature, it really sort of brings us back to the beginning, our foundation, doesn't it?
It does. I chose to use a very short story to kind of set the table with what I wanted to talk about. It deals with an old ancient Islamic story of an old man who invested all his money to enable his son to go to the great scholars of that age and get a good education. Several years later, when the son returned, his father was disappointed when the son told him that he had learned everything that there was to be taught, because the father knew that that really wasn't true. There was more to be learned in this young man's life, and so he sent him back a second time. He went to his master, who in turn gave him 400 sheep and sent him to the mountains and told him not to come back until that number had increased to 2,000. And it was during that period of working alone in nature that a mix of wisdom and humility came to him that I think so many of us really don't experience in this busy world in which we live. And from that environment, lessons are learned that our Creator has enabled us to learn through nature that we don't find in the textbooks of the great universities of the world. This is what I wanted to concentrate on.
And you do an excellent job in the book Lessons of Nature from a Modern Day Shepherd, Don F. Pickett, our guest on the program. His website is donfpickett.com. The book's available, of course, the usual places and information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. It's interesting, you talk about and you think about it as you read the book, the daily interactions that the shepherd has, and really gives him insights into the world that most scientists, you talk about all the great books that have been written, the shepherd really sees it firsthand, doesn't he? He's got more insight maybe than some of the scientists do who think they've got all the answers.
Well, and I don't want to denigrate our scientists. Obviously, we hold a great respect
yes.
and admiration for what they have to teach us. But the bottom line is that a shepherd can look at something as simple as a little earthworm and immediately recognize that science still has a lot to learn about life, about how life is created. Scientists, many of them, teach us that living organisms can evolve from non-living matter. But there's sure a lot more to how life is created than that. Scientists, they know a lot about cells, but they don't know how to interlink them, even enough to create a little worm, let alone store in those cells vast amounts of information and then have that little worm know how to process that information. That's a side of nature that we don't see with our physical eyes, and we don't learn through scientific experimentation. But that's a side of life that involves so much of life and understanding how this world and all of God's creations exist.
You begin the book with a letter to youth. Talk about that, why you felt that was important, and the hope you have that maybe even though they're living in an even faster world than the rest of us happen to be, because technology is evolving so rapidly, but hope that you have that they may slow down and understand this delicate balance that's missing so often in our lives.
Well, and I did direct these lessons to our youth because I'm concerned a lot of times, even with my own kids, when they come home and tell me what they learned in school today, they really are missing out in so many instances on what's really important in life. Our decisions are largely a consequence of what we understand in terms of our environment around us in the physical, artificial, man-made environment that we live in. And yet there are so many things that our youth can draw on from the lessons that nature has to teach us. And I'm not talking about simply going up in the hills on a beautiful day like it is in my small hometown today and looking at the beauty of God's creations. I'm also talking about those instances that my herders experience when it's absolutely miserable in the 7,000 and 8,000 foot elevations, when the fog sets in, when the wind is blowing, when they come home wet and cold, and how nature teaches them that things will improve if they endure and stick it out. And these are the types of lessons that can best be learned on the ground, actually experiencing this.
And you bring those lessons to us in the book Lessons of Nature from a Modern Day Shepherd. It's an invitation to learn about nature and taking better care of our environment. How can we be better stewards, not only the earth, but animals as well? It seems like we're lacking in both of those categories.
Well, one of the great things that I've learned in working with my men over the years is the profound and deep respect that they gain for nature over time. These men learn how to be loyal stewards of their environment. And they know that if they respect their environment, the natural creations that they depend on to make their living, that God's creations will treat them well. Nature teaches us and encourages us very silently in the right direction. For example, Mother Nature will provide us a little seed and quietly say, if you follow my directions, I'll allow that seed to increase 100-fold. But she's also very disciplined, and she teaches that if we don't follow her instructions, that she'll take that little seed back and let it die. And that's life. We're the agents of our own destinies, and we'll reap what we sow.
The book is Lessons of Nature from a Modern Day Shepherd, Don F. Pickett, the author. The website is donfpickett.com to get information on the book. Link on directly to information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. It's interesting, the role of the shepherd, back to obviously biblical times. Talk about that role, and it's almost seemed like it hasn't changed a whole lot. Are there any changes because of the technology we have, or is the role of the shepherd basically what it's been through history?
Really, it hasn't a lot. For centuries, I think the people generally have kind of looked down on these humble earthbound workers because they're dirty, they don't have access to showers and a nice place to take a warm bath. Historically, they've been removed from the houses of worship, from the temples and the synagogues. So they've been maybe looked down on from a spiritual standpoint. But yet, notice who it is that our Creator has turned to, even to add glory and celebration to His own birth some 2,000 years ago. It was these shepherds who saw this great thing that had come to pass and that showed up along with a few wise men. Today, there are a few things that today's herdsmen have that the older people did not. Typically, they have a small camp with a bed and a stove rather than a tent, but that's not always the case. When they're within cell range, they have access to a cell phone where they can talk to their families in Peru or Bolivia or Chile or Spain, Greece, Scotland. We've had men from many places in the world, and that's a welcome relief for them. But other than that, they're basically alone in nature, just like shepherds of old were.
You know, it's interesting. I mentioned in your background, you've traveled extensively. You are a practicing attorney. You are a sheep rancher. What does the time mean to you where you're back outdoors, where you're back dealing with nature? Because you live the pressure world as well as that world where you're outdoors and enjoying nature. Talk about the impact that has on you. Has that made you a better person because of the time and the connection you have with nature?
absolutely. I went to school to gain an education. I never really wanted to be a practicing attorney with a white shirt and a tie. In fact, I told my professors I wasn't even planning on taking the state bar exam, and they twisted my arm, fortunately, and encouraged me otherwise.
Then yes.
I always wanted to come back here to our family ranch that's been here where I'm speaking from since 1882. I can look out my window at 4,500 feet in elevation, and the peak just outside my window is up over 10,000 feet, and it's beautiful. And the lifestyle is wonderful. And the people that I have to work with and associate with are the best people you'll find anywhere on earth. And it's a wonderful place to raise family and kids. My hometown, I claim to be Oakley, Idaho, but actually that small town of 700 is 5 miles away. And so I'm out in the sticks somewhat myself, but nothing like my herdsmen are.
Let's talk about a few minutes left in the program. If we are proper stewards, if we are taking care and understand the value of what you have, you look out and you're describing this majestic scene that's your home, that's nature, that's what God gave us. Others would look out and go, you know, a hotel over there would be neat, and I think we could put maybe a lodge over here, and I can see some retirement community. They can see all sorts of development. Are we being good stewards in cases? I see regulations that are lessened, and I see areas like yours becoming commercialized. Are we doing enough to be good stewards?
Well, I guess there's pros and cons to that argument. It would be wonderful if more people could experience the opportunities that I have on a day-by-day basis, to be out where commercial development doesn't exist. And so I can certainly commend those objectives from that perspective. But then on the other hand, the more we have access to the artificial world that man has created, the less inclined we are to be like that young man that I spoke of.
Yes.
In that story to begin my book, where he was able to learn from being alone and able to experience nature firsthand. There's no other occupation that brings a person closer to nature than that of a shepherd, because they are where people, frankly, are not. And there's some blessings that come from that.
The book is recommended by U.S. Review, recommended as a great selection for book groups and Bible studies. You can get information on Lessons of Nature. Link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, or Don's website, donfpickett.com. Just in the few seconds we have remaining, what do you hope we get a whole different perspective as we read this book? What do you hope as a reader we take away? There's we get that different perspective. I think there's a call to action as well. What do you hope we take away from reading the book?
Well, first of all, I would hope that when people look up into the sky, they don't just see happenstance lamps that provide warmth and light. I hope that they gain a greater appreciation for the precision, the regularity, and the order that exists in all of our creations, whether in the heavens or on the surface of the earth or beneath, and recognize that law and order under a divine hand are the dominating principles that govern our environment. From that, that I think provides a good basis to learn much, much more about how our Father, who is in heaven, who created this environment, has so much to teach us.
The book is Lessons of Nature. Among some of the lessons, why the sky is blue, the sun will shine again. We had talked about the significance of that during the course of the program. The fate of the mighty tree. So many lessons, powerful lessons. It will get you thinking. There is a sense of serenity as you're reading about the majesty of nature in the book. Lessons of Nature from a Modern Day Shepherd, Don F. Pickett, the author. His website is donfpickett.com. And information, of course, by linking on directly to Don's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Don, a pleasure having you with us on the program. Thank you so much for sharing the story of Lessons of Nature. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thanks for having me.
It is our pleasure. Once again, the book, Lessons of Nature from a Modern Day Shepherd, the author, Don F. Pickett. Information, of course, at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.